Bonjour à tous. Vous êtes à l'écoute de Zydecajun Radio à FDL.
Bon retour, welcome back for the second hour of Zydecajun Radio. Send out a mail to Zydeco Bianco this week. And I got a mail retour from Live Honest saying hello. What can go wrong?
FDL, le meilleur des tubes.
Ray Barron here from Cork, coming to you on FDL Radio.
Yeah.
On Skype we have Ray Barron. Good afternoon, Ray.
How are you doing, Hank?
The group, a two-time polka we are talking about, and you have an album which is called The New Road, and I thought that now every road in Ireland is somehow leading to a pub. What about this new road?
Well, the new road idea came from a couple of years ago. You know, Ireland was quite backward in its kind of transport system, and then suddenly there was a kind of a boom in the economy, and there was lots of roads built, and they were often referred to as the new road.
Oh, the new road, yeah.
So you'd have the new road out of town, or you know, so that's kind of what inspired it.
Okay, but the band goes the new road.
No, not really. No, it's kind of partially that as well, and we were just looking for we like the kind of routes and roads and different pathways, you know.
Yeah, I've been on holiday for 2 weeks in Ireland, and I see Ireland as the musical heaven, with music in every pub and.
Yeah. There's a lot of music here. Lots of different types of music, and sometimes people come on holidays may not find some of the best music, because they're kind of directed towards music more for kind of tourists.
Yeah,
which is fine too. Which is fine too. How long ago was that?
There must be at least 20 years, at least, yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, Ireland is, there is a lot of music here. You have your Irish traditional music, which you find in a kind of a more informal kind of setting, mainly acoustic in the kind of corner of a bar. Guys who are essentially playing for themselves, playing this very old Irish tradition music.
Yeah.
But it's quite a beautiful beautiful music. But it's just a beautiful natural ambiance as well. And then you also got the kind of more commercial kind of Dubliners type music, which would be more like the ballad scene and things like that.
Yeah. I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer.
That's it.
Yeah.
When we come to Europe, there's a kind of a because we're coming from Ireland, and sometimes audiences will go, because if you're in Germany or if you're in Holland, they'll go because, oh yeah, we like Irish music, and then we go on stage and we start playing our Zydeco Cajun and rockabilly type stuff.
Thank you.
of shock, which is kind of different stages. There's the kind of stage of, well, they're not going to play the Irish Rover, are they?
And the
second wave is, well, they're not going to play the Irish Rover, but they're pretty okay. And then you get the more negative response, which is like, oh, let's go home and put on some Dubliners records.
Why did you choose to go the direction of Cajun and Zydeco and a bit Americana music?
Well, when we started out, it was kind of more Americana and things like that. And then we started playing one or two Cajun songs. The thing in Ireland is that it's good to have a different kind of sound, because as I said, there's a lot of the kind of Irish, both traditional and Irish ballady kind of musics and things like that. So we even though we would ourselves come from a background of Irish music, we also liked American music. I mean, I play mandolin, so mandolin is quite a big instrument in American music, and so I kind of naturally gravitated towards there and towards that repertoire.
Talking about instruments, what kind of instruments do you play which are not being used in a traditional Cajun band?
Well, I'm playing mandolin, which isn't used that often in Cajun music, but Gerlin is playing the Larry Miller made accordion, and actually she also has an Eric Martin singer role Cajun accordion.
Yeah.
Eric Martin is based in Brittany.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an accordion player.
He's French.
He's French.
Yeah.
Vermont and Plage is the name of the group. I'm not too sure if they're playing together anymore. But Eric he lives just outside Rennes, and that was the first Cajun accordion we bought. And then we picked up this Larry Miller, which is a Louisiana-made accordion. From an accordion dealer in Liverpool, of all places.
Yeah, but if you play on stage, there is that Irish sound to be recognized in your Cajun playing.
Well, I guess there is. I guess we can't do anything about that.
No, but I love it. It makes it different. Yeah.
again, you know, it's just trying to put life into the music and make it as exciting as and appealing to people, to energize people and lift them up and make them happy, I guess.
Yeah, it's a sort of a family band, Two-Time Polka.
Yeah, well, it has grown into that. My wife and I started it, Geraldine, and we started it, and as our sons got older and became more interested in music, not particularly the kind of music we were playing, but eventually they kind of came around to kind of liking it and getting involved. So when you introduced us in Zydeco City, Geraldine was there, obviously, and our two sons, the young lad playing bass and the older son playing electric guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, and then we have a drummer and a singer. So that's the kind of current lineup.
Hi, I'm James.
Hi, I'm Leon.
Hi, I'm Geraldine.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Hi, I'm Dave.
I'm Ray.
We are Two-Time Polka, and you're listening to
FDN.
Thank you.
playing not only in Ireland, but all over Europe. You've been in the UK, Italy, the Netherlands.
Yes,
but
yes.
Not in France yet.
No. We've never played in France. We'd really dearly love to play in France, but the opportunity just hasn't come up.
But can be.
Yeah. Well, we keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, I do my best promoting it. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Hank.
The numbers, the songs on the album, one of them is surprises me, Across the Universe from Lennon and McCartney.
We had a tradition. That's our fifth album, I think, and we always ended the albums with a kind of, how would I say, a more laid-back kind of tune, instrumental, just as a kind of a chill-out end to our albums. Mm-hmm. And that's where that came in. We started playing that tune. We did some gigs over near Liverpool a few years ago, and just as a kind of a token to the audiences, we said we'd play a song from Liverpool, and that's how that came about.
Yeah, and there's a song that a lot of bands can't stay away from it, Baby Please Don't Go.
Baby Please Don't Go, yes. Of course, Van Morrison.
You do a lot of arrangements on the album, but do you write your own songs as well, or...?
Yes, we do. We always include one or two songs. I think there's a song of Aaron's there. So we always include one or two originals. And we, our policy with the original thing is that, you know, we try to keep the original to bring something to the music, and if we're doing originals and they work live, that kind of brings them up the pecking order to be picked to be recorded, let's say.
Yeah. There's another thing, now with COVID, all the restrictions, we see a lot of bands doing streaming gigs for an audience. Is that possible in Ireland as well, or...?
Yeah, we've stayed away from that. We've stayed away from that, mainly because, it's just getting everybody together, and it wasn't always advisable to get people together. And there was a lot of people doing it, and I'm sure there's a lot of people still doing it. But I don't know. I don't know if I could just sit there and play into a camera.
It's different, yeah. Without the audience, yeah.
Sitting on a stool, just couldn't tell. Do you think I'm a fool? Yeah. stole my heart and she knocked me off my feet. Tied on a roller skates and made a retreat. All I found was a blind boy lying in the street. Was she a woman or a man? Now I don't care if she treated me unkind. She stole my heart and she robbed me blind. I love her so much that I still wouldn't mind if she was a woman or a man.
Is there anything you want to share with the listeners of Zydeco Cajun Radio?
No, I mean, we really look forward to getting back over to play in Europe and meet our friends again. We were more than halfway through a new CD before all of this happened. So when we do get back over to Europe, we do hope to have a new CD, and here's hoping.
Yeah, I say goodbye for now. And wishing you as soon as possible returning on the stages.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Ray Barron here, coming from Cork in Ireland, from the band Two Time Polka on Zydeco Cajun Radio.
Talking about my birthday cake, so keep your hands off of it. Don't belong to you. I won't give you no love, and I don't care what you do. I'm an old pipe layer, and I lay my pipe
days you made a mistake. I'm just talking about my birthday cake. So keep your hands off of it. It don't belong to you. I'm just talking about my birthday cake. Keep your hands off of it. It don't belong to you. I won't give you no love and I don't care what you do.
Hi everyone, this is Didier Longeard, accordionist for the Blue Bayou Band and promoter of the Nuit Cajun Festival. You are listening to FDL Radio and Mr. Hank.
Hey,
Plus d'informations, allez à zedekajun.radio.fm. Song that everybody can sing along. Hey, 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 and Zydeco Blanco. Monsieur, dame, laissez le bon temps rouler.
Toujours, mais à toi, quand t'es bon, 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 quand t'es bon
Zydeco bon and laissez le bon temps rouler.
That's right.
Germany, Zydeco, Annie and the Swam Cats, and Voulez-vous danser?
Now watch the clock, it's time to go, it's the end of the show. C'est triste avec un sourire, laissez le bon temps rouler. Listen, Zydeco, Cajun Radio, in 7 days we say hello. C'est triste avec un sourire, laissez le bon temps rouler.
As always, thank you for listening. 2 hours long, Zyde Cajun Radio. Hope to see you next week again on the other side with the radio.
Merci d'avoir suivi notre programme.
À bientôt.
À la semaine prochaine.
One more song to go.
FDL.